topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about some important facts, and then we'll look at the essence of what I call the engineering approach to religion. So the overview. This broadcast examines some important facts that should inform any decision to truly serve the Almighty Creator. It is stressed that the Creator's name is Yah, that he is correctly referred to as the Almighty and not God, that the name of the man commonly referred to as Jesus is Yahushua, that he is 100% human and he has great authority. It is stressed that the spiritual state commonly referred to as Christ means anointing or anointed with the Spirit of Yah, being the Spirit of the Almighty, the Creator. It is noted that the Bible is not the Word of God. It is stated that there really was a global flood, and it is pointed out that Satan is the mighty one of nearly all the earth. That's the God of all the earth. It is emphasized that all organized religion is corrupt, and that the Ten Commandments are key. We then look at the essence of my message regarding an engineering approach to the Almighty Creator, and I then postulate an engineering approach to religion. A prayer is suggested. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy of the Church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me audibly, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator. It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries, all one word, .org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the top menu, the show, and then on the drop-down podcasts for previous broadcasts, or if you're not able to log into that website, search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. The website again, Relationship with Creator Radio, or one word, .com. So let's start out with some important facts that should inform any decision to truly serve the Almighty Creator. In 2020, in August, I produced a video, Why Seek Relationship with the Almighty Creator of the Heavens and the Earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. The facts that I'm going to share with you are an appendix in that video. At the time of preparing the video I wrote, for many years I've battled to concisely articulate my relationship with the Almighty Creator in a way that would enable the listener to make a quality decision to believe or not believe. In response to this, a few weeks ago, I sat down and wrote an article entitled, Why Seek Relationship with the Almighty Creator of the Heavens and the Earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, which was posted to the mailing list. I then turned that into a video script and produced a video, which is on the website at the top of the menu. I encourage you to watch the video and to share it with your family, friends, and associates. In fact, with everyone you know, it is such an important message. As I said, this message now is an appendix to the main message in the video. So point number one, the Creator's name is Yah, Y-A-H. The name of the Almighty Creator is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, which in Hebrew transliterates as Yahweh or Yahweh. That's Y-A-H-O-O-E-H or Y-A-H-W-E-H. The commonly used names, the Lord, meaning Baal, and God, are satanic, that is, pagan names, and should never be used to refer to the Almighty Creator. Both are insults. See the webpage Not Lord and the webpage Creator's Name, Yah, Eternally Self-Existing, for more information. Folks, there's so much misunderstanding here. The name Yahweh or Yahweh, meaning Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, occurs around 7,000 times in the Protestant Bible, in the Old Testament. It's clear. His name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. If you can't stretch that far, at least call him Yahweh or Yahweh. The reason that name was translated the Lord, which means Baal, was that the original translators took on board a false Jewish belief that it was a sin even to pronounce the name of the Almighty. So the Jews will not use Yahweh or Yahweh, except that the rabbis may use it on certain very special dates with a very select audience. So they know that the true name is Yahweh or Yahweh, or they don't really use Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. They tend to go with Yahweh or Yahweh. But they won't use it because they think it's wrong. And that's just not right. That's his name. He says, if you love me, call me by my true name. Then point number two, the Almighty, not God. The Hebrew word translated God is Elohim, which correctly translated is Mighty One or Almighty, depending on context. See the web page Not God for more information. It's also a web page on the essence of my message concerning names. And then Yahushua is not Jesus. The correct name of the man commonly called Jesus is Yahushua. Jesus is a pagan, that is a satanic name, and should never be used, as again as an insult. See Yahushua, not Jesus, on the website, and also the essence of my message regarding Yahushua. Coming back to the Almighty, the Arabic word Allah, Allah as used by the Muslims, is the same root word as the Hebrew Elohim. So it's common practice for people to substitute God for Allah. Folks, God is a pagan name. It's an insult to call the Almighty God. If you want to stretch it, call him Elohim or call him Allah. But really, his correct title is the Almighty, or in certain contexts, Mighty One. And then Yeshua. He was a Hebrew, not a Greek. Jesus means blessed of Yahweh. Blessed of Zeus. Zeus is a Greek pagan demonic god. You should not call Yeshua Jesus. It's an insult. Yahushua, meaning Yah, is salvation, is his correct name. And you should, if you hold him in esteem, you should call him by that name. In point number four, it's really important to realize that Yahushua is 100% human. Yahushua was and is a human being. He lived without committing a single sin. And for that reason, he was instantly resurrected to become the most powerful created being in the universe, seated at the right hand of the Almighty Creator, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. See Yeshua, not Creator, on the website, and Yeshua, also on the website, for much more information about Yeshua, including how he accomplished what he accomplished. There's an article on the miracle of Yeshua's death. Yeshua's death was very, very carefully planned, very, very carefully orchestrated. It was not an accident. It was not a surprise to him. When he came to earth, when he was conceived in the womb of Mary, in the fallopian tubes of Miriam, actually, he knew what his life was going to look like. He knew what the society was he was coming to live in. And above all, he knew how he had to die. He had to die on the stake. He had to be flogged so that his blood flowed. He had to have die of a broken heart, and he had to have his side pierced with a spear so that the blood and water would run down the earthquake crack and onto the seat of the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant, hidden away in a cave underneath the execution site. Please read that article. If you're sure Jesus means anything to you, it'll give you a much deeper appreciation for what he did. Then point number five, Yeshua has authority. Yeshua gained authority over the forces of darkness, and therefore deliverance and certain prayers against the forces of darkness must be prayed in the name of Yeshua. But they're only effective for people who've made a real effort to live above sin. Look on the website under the page Yahushua, the child page, Yahushua part two, the child page on authority in the name of Yeshua for more information. And also on the article, the essence of my message concerning Yeshua. So when Father Yah created Adam, he gave him all authority on earth. Adam disobeyed Yah, he rebelled, he ate the forbidden fruit, and it really doesn't matter what the fruit was. He submitted to Satan. Satan therefore assumed all authority on earth and to a large extent continues to have all authority on earth today through his delegated officers, the seven demonic masterminds. Yeshua was the first human being to live a life without sin. He died momentarily, went to the gates of death. Death said, you can't come in here, you haven't committed any sin. So he went straight to heaven. Because of that, he was granted all authority in heaven and in earth. However, that authority can only be exercised by a living human being on earth. So before Yeshua went finally up to heaven to sit on his throne, he delegated that authority to those who believe based on his offering, his sacrifice. So we have to take authority over the forces of darkness. If you're not taking over authority over the forces of darkness in the name of Yeshua, you're pretty much I don't know how to put this politely, but you're actually really, an oxygen thief. You're not doing what you should be doing. Then six, the anointing of the Spirit of Yah, not Christ. There are about four Greek words translated Christ in the Protestant New Testament, which are derived from the Hebrew word Messach, meaning anointed with the Spirit of Yah. So any believer filled with the Spirit of Yah is anointed and can therefore have the term Christ applied to them. Christ refers to the Almighty Creator and not to Yahushua. Yahushua performed miracles through the anointing of the Spirit of Yah, the Christ that was upon him. See Not Christ on the website. Folks, this is so important. So many people think Christ is an alternate name for Yeshua. It's not. I'm anointed with the Spirit of Yah. I'm James Christ. If you're anointed with the Spirit of Yah, you are your name Christ. It was the Spirit of Yah in and on Yeshua that performed the miracles, that spoke through Yeshua. Yeshua was 100% human. He is today 100% human. It was the anointing of the Spirit of Yah in and on him that enabled him to do most of what he did. And he exercised his steel self-discipline not to sin, not to lash out at people, not to get into fights, but to live according to the example that Yah had given him and die the terrible death that he died. When he cried out as he died, "My mighty one, my beloved, why have you forsaken me?" It was because Yah took his spirit from Yeshua, because he couldn't have died with the level of anointing that was on him. Point number seven. The Bible is not the Word of God. The Bible is an assembly of fragments of parchments recorded and collated by fallible human beings. Only around 2.5% of the Bible is inspired, so it is not the Word of God, and it is certainly not without error. The Bible is an interesting history book. That is where it stops. The Bible is so successful because it almost totally distracts people from seeking a deep personal relationship with the Creator, which is the only reason we exist. See the Bible and the essence of my message about the Bible on the website. For detailed discussion on this topic, also see a compilation of most writings for a large collection of inspired writings that can be read as a substitute for Bible study. Folks, you should not be doing Bible study. You should be worshiping Yah. You should be learning about the matters of Yah. Putting the Bible on a pedestal and studying the Bible, having Bible schools, is just really off the mark. Father wants you to have a deep personal relationship with him, not with a book, any book, not with a pastor, not with a rabbi, not with an imam. He wants you to have a relationship with him. By all means, read the Bible. read my books that are on the website, but do not worship any of them or any man. Point number 8, there really was a global flood. There was a massive global hydraulic and tectonic event, commonly referred to as the flood, which totally mashed up and destroyed the surface of the earth underwater, with only 8 human survivors and a collection of animals and seeds. See proof of global flood on the website. And there's also another page, the essence of my message, regarding a tectonic and hydraulic event. All human beings are descended from that man, Noah, and his 3 sons. Folks, if you get this, there is no way that the present surface of the earth was formed over millions or billions of years. It was formed catastrophically in a matter of a few months following an impact by an ice comet that knocked the earth off its orbit, knocked it off its axis, fractured the crust of the earth, and drowned the earth with kilometers of water. Not 40 days of rain, as the Bible says. And that's a point where you've got to recognize the limitations of the Bible, because nobody actually was out there to see what happened. Noah didn't know what happened. He knew what was planned. But these details have been lost over time. People have lost the records, destroyed the records. But I'm very confident what I've just shared with you is correct. And if you start looking around, you will see that the topography of the earth can only have been formed by massive, dramatic tectonic events, the magnitude of which it's very difficult to envisage. Then 9, Satan is Mighty One or God of nearly all on earth. Satan is the Mighty One, also known as God, of nearly all on earth, and controls what happens on earth in terms of the rules of engagement between Satan and the Creator. That is why the earth is such a mess. Satan is seeking to utterly defeat Yah so that he can rule on earth for eternity and not be sent to the lake of fire and brimstone. As I said a few minutes ago, when Adam sinned and obeyed Satan, he gave authority on earth to Satan. And so Satan became the ruler of the earth. All the unbelievers are servants of Satan's. All the nominal believers, those people who don't have a relationship with Father, are effectively servants of Satan. And there's only a few million people on earth who are not in one of those categories. It's only a few 100,000 who are moderately, vaguely close to Father. There's only a few dozen that are at some level effective, and most of them are not particularly effective. So Satan is ruling on the earth. He's in the pit for 1,000 years. It's on the website, you'll find it. So the earth is ruled by 7 demonic masterminds, 7 of the earliest people who died as unbelievers, who became very powerful demons. And they rule the earth. There's a junta of the 7 of them. They reside in the spirit realm, living on Satan's servants in Woolwich in eastern London in the UK. And they rule the earth. And that's why there's so much corruption and sin and ugly stuff on the earth. Then point number 10, all organized religion is corrupt. All the organized religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, etc., are corrupt and controlled by demonic forces. True relationship is directly between a human being and the Creator, with no intermediaries. Anyone who expects you to have a relationship with the Creator controlled by them is misguided and should be avoided. So when you first come to belief, by all means, go and listen to other people teach. Read other people's writings. But if you're serious, you should be seeking to come to a place where you hear Father Yah clearly, where you're led by him clearly, where you know what's going on, and you don't have to rely on other human beings. So the fundamental concept of a church, of a mosque, of a synagogue, of a whatever, where a pastor or a priest or a rabbi or a imam or whatever regulates your relationship with the Creator, tells you what to think, tells you what to pray, teaches you, and you sit day in and day out, or once a week or whenever in an assembly, it's off the mark, folks. By all means, do that for a couple of years to get started, but then get a relationship with Father and fellowship with other people who have a relationship with Father and serve him faithfully. Then the Ten Commandments are key to understanding sin in particular. Sin is fundamentally defined by the Ten Commandments. To effectively serve the Creator, one must scrupulously observe all Ten Commandments. See the webpage Commandments on the website, and also the article, The Essence of My Message Concerning Commandments. So look at the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information. There's much more information on the above and diverse other topics on the website. Folks, fundamentally, sin is about breaking one of the Ten Commandments. And if you study the Ten Commandments, you're going to find that they're not actually that difficult to keep. The first one, Yah, is one. The second one, no idols. That includes not worshipping the Bible, not worshipping the cross, etc. The third one, don't take the name of Yah in vain, so don't call him the Lord. Call him by his proper name and use that name with respect. Remember the Sabbaths and keep them holy. That includes the seven high Sabbaths. Honor your parents. No murder. No lying. No stealing. No coveting. Most of them are relatively straightforward, but there are twists to them. So no murder means you don't use abortive contraceptives which cause a conceived ovum, an ovum that's been fertilized, to not implant and to die. Folks, most of what the church, the organized religions teach is lies. So if you want to keep the Ten Commandments, you need to clean up your doctrine. You need to clean up what you believe. Lusting, coveting, a whole story in its own right. But they're clear cut. You can recognize what they are and you can deal with them. It's in practice, if you're serious about it, not that difficult to live without sin. So the next article that I want to share with you is written in recently, 2022, in February, third article. The Essence of My Message Regarding an Engineering Approach to the Almighty Creator. The article is published on my website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. Are the culmination of applying engineering principles to the matters of the Almighty Creator since 1993. I've been designing and making things that work since about the age of five. I have a bachelor's honors degree in engineering and a PhD in engineering, and I've been a registered professional engineer for many years. I hold that engineering is very robust and demanding. Things, whether machines, buildings, bridges, computer software, etc., only work if they are exactly designed, exactly built, and exactly operated. Engineering is an occupation and a way of doing things, focuses on designing and building things that work reliably and sustainably for the design life. I'm proud of being an engineer. I believe that engineering is one of the most important human skills and disciplines on the planet today. Without engineering, you wouldn't have software, you wouldn't have computers, you wouldn't have houses, or certainly not advanced houses with glass windows and properly fitted doors, etc. and buildings and aircraft and ships and all of these things. They're all an outworking of engineering. And they all work because engineers are extremely disciplined and they work to very exacting standards. And I believe that that is relevant here. So between the age of around 24 and 40, I became increasingly disillusioned with the Christian religion because it did not satisfy my requirements for rigor, precision, ability to be understood, etc. By rejecting the sloppy approach of established religion, I made the mistake of also almost entirely rejecting the Creator as not existing, a mistake that many logical thinking people make. In March 1993, the Almighty spoke to me audibly as described before, and I turned back to Him who had spoken to me. Folks, this is, I think, a big issue for a lot of thinking, educated people and a lot of engineers. They look at what religion is teaching and it doesn't make any sense. And so they say, religion's nonsense. This God that they're talking about can't exist. I don't see anything to substantiate what the Bible says. I'm not going to believe. And so it is that I believe a huge number of people simply do not believe because of the wrong teaching, the sloppy teaching, the ill-disciplined teaching of organized religion. And I don't care whether we're talking Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Sikhism, Hindu, Buddhism, Confucianism, whatever. It's so full of error. This is about a relationship with Him. So in doing what I just described, I took a decision after the Almighty spoke to me that since He had created everything with such obvious precision, it was clear that He would not require me to compromise my engineering ways of thinking and analyzing. And I therefore set about learning about Him on the basis that, number one, He's an engineer amongst all His other talents and abilities. Number two, therefore everything He does is logical and able to be understood. Number three, He is willing and able to answer every sincere, probing, inquiring question seeking after understanding. He's operated with me on this basis now for over 29 years at the time of broadcasting, March 2022, at the age of 68. And I commend this approach to anyone who's seeking truth, and particularly to those skeptics who are highly educated and have been turned off belief in the Almighty as a consequence of the irrational and illogical teachings of institutional religion. I had such a deep realization of the reality of the Creator when He spoke to me in 1993. That it instantaneously, radically changed my mindset. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that He was real. I very quickly assessed that since He had created everything, He had to be, amongst other things, an engineer. And I very quickly identified that as He is an engineer, He would not expect me to compromise my engineering training, my engineering disciplines. So I have always held the things that I have come across regarding Him up to this high standard, and He has never failed me. So I want to outline what I call an engineering approach to religion. As I said a minute ago, in my teens and 20s, I became increasingly disenchanted with the church, because what it taught was inconsistent and often did not make sense. Eventually, I walked away and fell into serious sin. In 1993, steeped in sin and planning to kill myself, the Almighty spoke to me audibly such that I knew with absolute certainty that He was real. At that time, I realized that if I had died that day, I would not have entered heaven. I took a very intense decision to turn around and serve Him who had spoken to me. I'm an engineer by training with a BSc and PhD in civil engineering, and I consult to management on the development and implementation of strategic plans. Having concluded that the Almighty was real, I also concluded that having created me and all that I saw around me, he was the best engineer in the universe, and accordingly, he would not expect me to compromise my engineering training in terms of rigor or intellect. This is so important. I know I've addressed this point a moment ago, but I just want to re-emphasize. If it's illogical, it's not from him. And most of what organized religion teaches is illogical. So reject organized religion and embrace and accept the Almighty Creator. Do not do what I did in my 20s and throw away the Creator because of the unacceptable behavior of organized religion. To reiterate what I said a few minutes ago, I hold that engineering is one of the most demanding occupations on the planet today. Make a mistake and buildings collapse, systems fail. The world of structures, machines, electronics, software is extremely unforgiving, and therefore the level of rigor that engineers perforce adopt is great. I decided that the Almighty would not expect me to compromise on my engineering rigor even a little bit, and therefore everything to do with the Almighty was capable of rigorous analysis and understanding. In 29 years, I've never found reason to go back on or question that decision. I also chose to rely on the Almighty himself to guide me. I had it that since he has spoken to me once, he would continue to speak to me, and he has. Yes, I would learn from people, but when I did not understand what they said, I would also always turn to him for answers. I've slipped on this a few times and I've relied on men, but nearly all the time I've relied on him to teach me. In the process, I've come to understand that just about everything that the church and organized religion generally, all religions, teaches is massively in error and at odds with the truths of the Almighty, just as was in the case of the days of Yeshua, Jesus. Since the year 2000, almost all of my learning has been directly from him, with other humans providing occasional snippets of information. So there's a lot of wrong thinking about Father speaking to you. There's a lot of religions that will say that this prophet was the last prophet, this one was the last one, this one was the last one. Folks, a prophet is just somebody that the Almighty speaks to and tells to do something. So explain to me, why would the Almighty stop talking to people, and if they're willing to listen, telling them to do something? Doesn't make any sense. He created us to be friends. He created us to talk to. Why would he stop talking to us? What is presented on my website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, is founded on these two principles: engineering rigor and answers directly from the Almighty. This is underpinned by an intense personal experiential knowledge of the existence of the Almighty Creator, grounded in his deep desire to have a deep personal relationship with each one of us, and to talk to us and counsel us and guide us in everything. He is just as interested in your areas of expertise and interest as you are. He created each one of us to walk with him and talk with him. When considering what you find on my website, please keep in mind that you should never follow me or any other human. Follow only Yah. It is up to you what you take from the site. You must exercise your intellect. Be aware that I'm human and fallible, and I come from the same background of gross error as everyone else on this planet. And accordingly, my understanding today is in many cases very different to what it was 10 years ago, or even more recently. Accordingly, my recent articles may differ materially from earlier articles on the same subject. The more recent articles are generally more accurate. There's a huge amount on the website. I've been writing since 1998, roughly. And There are about 2,400 articles in the articles database, and the website is well over 1,000 web pages. There are over a year and a half of audio recordings once a week. A lot of this material has been posted on YouTube. Well, not so much on YouTube, on Facebook and LinkedIn. Some of it on Twitter. Few videos on YouTube. There's a lot there, folks. A lot to dig into. So in conclusion, at the end of the day, you must discern what is truth and what is error in this broadcast and website. You're accountable for what you believe on the Day of Judgment. If you find issues you disagree with, please see the article on the website, What If You Disagree With Me? And thereafter, you're welcome to contact me. That said, I've spent thousands of hours seeking to draw close to Father, that I've prayed regularly to be shown the level of my present deception, how to correct it, and asked for judgment for sin. So I do have a high level of confidence that much of what is on the website is largely given by him and can be trusted. I pray that as you visit the site, you'll find reasons to draw close to him, that you'll find answers to difficult questions, and that your intellect will be challenged in a satisfying way that mine has been. I really encourage you to do this. Put aside all your preconceived notions. Choose to serve Father. Dive into the website. There's answers to many of the questions you're likely to have. There's a Google search function. There's an article search function. There's a keyword cloud. Thousands of words in it, alphabetically listed. There's a table of contents. If you dig in, you will almost certainly find answers to most of the questions you think to ask. So in closing, if you have been persuaded that the Almighty exists and or that he desires a deep personal relationship with you, I suggest that you pray along the following lines. Father in heaven, I now recognize that I do not know you as you created me to know you. I recognize that I do not have the relationship you created me to have with you. I repent and confess my sin and ask you to forgive me. I ask you to guide me and lead me and help me to come to know you deeply. Help me not to compromise my intellect and understanding in order to develop a relationship with you. Show me what to read and listen to and who to speak to. I choose to seek a deep personal relationship with you. Don't use that prayer as a prescription. It's simply a prayer. Pray whatever comes to mind, whatever comes to your heart. He wants to have a relationship with you. That's the bottom line. And given that you don't have the relationship that you could have with him, pray whatever comes to mind. Father, I want to know you the way James Robertson knows you. You can substitute James Robertson from any other anointed person. I want to know you the way Moses knew you. I want to know you the way Yeshua knew you. I want to know you the way David knew you. I want to know you the way Elisha knew you. I want to know you the way that Paul knew you. Whoever you see as an inspiring example of somebody with a relationship with Father, pray it, ask for it, go for it. So what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, this thing about being a friend. Yah created human beings to be his friends. Today, there's only one friend on earth. It's there for you to seek to become his friend. It's not that easy. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take time. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take study. It's going to take getting on your knees and praying. It's going to take getting up and worshiping and praying and fasting. Don't forget fasting. But it's there for you. You can come to a place where you clearly say to him, whatever your name is, you are now my friend. That is such an accomplishment. What you should strive for, what you should aim for, the purpose for which you are on this earth. And with that, you can do whatever you do. Computer programmer, a housewife, a teacher, a business person, whatever. Key documents and a video on the main website menu. Compendium of important articles. Video, Why Seek Relationship. The miracle of Yeshua's death. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? The essence of my message to Christians. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts on the drop-down, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the Compilation of Most Writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Point that I can't stress enough. Father wants you, yes, you, not the person in front of you, behind you, left of you, or right of you, above you, or under you. He wants you to become his friend. Doesn't matter what your race is, doesn't matter what your nationality is, doesn't matter what your tribe is, doesn't matter what your family is, doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, doesn't matter whether you're educated or uneducated. Doesn't matter whether you're short or tall, doesn't matter the color of your eyes, doesn't matter the color of your skin, doesn't matter the color of your hair. He wants a deep personal relationship with you, and he will meet you wherever you are right now. Just get on your knees and say, Father, I want to know you. I want to come close to you. I want to hear your voice. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to be your friend. And then do what you find to do. There's a lot of guidance on the website. 7 components of drawing close is about 72 pages. read it and put it into practice. I encourage you to go for it. Thank you so much. Good night.